All this week, we're bringing you stories about the surge in the Seattle area's Asian Indian population. We call the series Two Indias, Near and Far. Yesterday, we looked at our area's tech connection to India. And today, we explore how India's newest generation of engineers aims to be a part of it. Across India, about one out of every six college students pursues a degree in engineering or technology. Many then set their sights abroad. The U.S. has long dominated as the top choice, but is facing some new competition. KUOW's Liz Jones recently went to India to see how the map for tech graduates is shifting.
If you ask an engineering student in India about their career path, the conversation often leads here.
Are you interested in going to America someday? Yes, would you like
obviously.
To do that?
Obviously.
Obviously.
Kishan Kumar Singh and Sumit Kumar are computer science majors at the University of Hyderabad in South India. They're both 21 years old and both dress neatly in plaid shirts, jeans, and sandals. And just like waves of engineering students before them, they also see an American education as the best way to get ahead.
We want to go to US to see how people work there. What is the difference? Why the Indian crowd is wanting to rush to US and all? Why they want to be there?
What's your dream job?
Good company, multinational company, in Google, Facebook-like company.
Multinational companies are a fast-growing part of the tech scene here in Hyderabad. That includes Microsoft and Amazon, too. And young engineers crave these jobs. They're seen as a passport to a good career. Kishan and Sumit leave their shoes in the hallway and head into a computer lab, along with dozens more students. Men sit on one side, women on the other.
Basically, we are being taught here C and Linux.
Inside, I ask a few other students about their top schools for a master's or PhD.
This Carnegie Mellon University and
MITS.
And New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Carnegie Mellon, MIT, Stanford, obviously. Then Kishan tosses out another option.
Canada. We have listened a lot about that.
Canada, it turns out, has recently moved up in the ranks for Indians who study abroad. The U.S. is still the favored destination by a long shot, but recently Canada has climbed into second place, overtaking the U.K. and Australia. Experts say the shift largely reflects immigration reforms in those countries, or the lack of it. And in Canada's case, it's intentionally set out to reel in this community, their skills, and their tuition checks. In the U.S., some lawmakers have proposed similar measures to entice more foreign students, but that stalled out amid a simmering debate about immigration reform.
So, good afternoon.
Professor Chakravarthi Bhagwati draws a diagram on the classroom chalkboard. Bhagwati's taught computer science at the University of Hyderabad for 16 years. He's also director of the International Affairs Office, where he has a front-row view of study abroad trends. As we talk after class, Bhagwati says students have more options these days, but his advice has stayed consistent.
Oh, my advice is very simple. I'm biased. I'll say go to the U.S. I'm biased. Yeah.
When he went abroad in the 80s, so did most of his class, and nearly all of them are still in the States.
I guess it's like the old spirit of the U.S., where the frontier spirit, you'd go west.
But with India's millennial generation, Bhagwati sees a shift.
If you want a blunt, short answer, the interest has reduced.
A recent report about Indian students on U.S. campuses shows only a slight decline, but that's likely due to the global recession. So here's the thing. India is churning out a record number of engineers, including more women and lower-income students. They all have to go somewhere. If there's an oversupply, some will move to other fields. Plenty will still go abroad. But increasingly, millennials are considering a new option that previous generations really didn't.
And they're asking questions like this. Why should I go abroad? I'm here. I'm doing pretty much the same things that they do.
So they set their sights on the multinationals, like Microsoft, right here in India's Silicon Valley. Pool, foosball, chess. The game room on this Microsoft campus has a universal look. Except here in Hyderabad, there's also an Indian game called Carom. In the cafeteria, employees queue up for chai. Indian music plays overhead. Small details are different, but on the whole, it's a close match to the Redmond campus. This is Microsoft's largest development center outside the Redmond headquarters. Anil Bansali is managing director.
There you go. I mean, a bunch of people there, right there.
In his office, he shows me a souvenir from Redmond.
There's a bunch of writing.
A beanbag chair that looks like the Windows logo.
See, it has the word ship it in it.
His former team in Redmond gave it to him when he left 11 years ago. He describes the transfer as energizing after more than two decades with the company.
Honestly speaking, India and India Development Center right now, to a large extent, reminds me of Microsoft, like my early years of Microsoft.
He says he loves the small company feel here. It's like a young Microsoft. Across India, Bansali sees a tech buzz, jobs and opportunities that weren't there just 5 or 6 years ago. And something else very attractive.
A lot of young talent, very passionate, very energetic, and hungry.
And Bansali expects foreign companies will just keep expanding in India, because here there's a pool of talent any employer would want in their backyard. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.